Are you ready for some old-timey and bluegrass music, some tight harmonies, a mandolin, a guitar, and a bass, and some great flat picking to boot? I am. So here is Copper Watch. Every note right out there. Welcome. We've had a couple folks playing here with us before, but I think this is Valerie's first time, is it?
Yeah.
Here, Valerie Simcoe. And tell me about you and the mandolin. How did you come by playing it and old-time music?
Well, I used to sit in my uncle's truck, and we'd go fishing or whatever, and he would always play bluegrass. He was a Flatten Scruggs fan, and I never thought about the fact that I could play those instruments, but my great-uncle played. And the reason I started mandolin, I wanted to play the fiddle, but we had a mandolin. My grandfather had a mandolin laying around, so before my parents would want to buy me, you know, an instrument to start, I started on that and just started taking lessons, and then it just kept going from there.
Yeah, make do with what's available as
yeah.
You start. Where did you grow up?
Slippery Rock, PA.
And do you still live out there these days?
Or? Sort of. I go to school at Chatham University, so I'm there more than home, I'd say.
What are you studying?
Occupational therapy.
It's a good field. I didn't know you could do that at Chatham.
That's they have a master's program.
A great field to be in. Do you still get a chance to pick with any of your family members? Or are they still?
My great uncle passed away a while ago, but two of my uncles play guitar, and a lot of my cousins actually play instruments. So I get to play with them at family, you know, Christmas time, Easter time, and now that Corey's kind of in the family, so he comes over and plays with them too.
Is he now? That would explain why the two of you are so close together right now. Just 3 feet apart.
yeah, we kind of like each other.
Well, that's a good thing. I never assume anything. You're not sure. There's a group. I can't remember who it is now, but they would say, "Well, we're married." It was a duo. We're married, but not to each other. they like tricking me with that. So next to Valerie Simcoe, we have Corey Wood, who is playing guitar. Tell me a little bit about your history. I'm always curious how people found themselves playing traditional music.
Well, it started out, I didn't play anything, and then one day at my grandfather's house, he had a banjo sitting on the couch, and then I kind of just picked it up and tried finding a song on it, and then my grandmother called him in and was like, hey, why don't you listen to this, and, you know, and he listened to it, and he's like, "Oh, did you teach yourself that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, okay, let me show you something. So I started out on banjo and then learned fiddle and guitar after that, and a mandolin, and I'm working on bass. So
all self-taught.
Yeah. Well, I took lessons on banjo for about a year and a half, and then everything else has been just by ear.
That's terrific. Where did you grow up?
Jefferson Hills area, but I spent a lot of time up in Huntingdon, PA, at my grandparents' place.
That's where my mother-in-law grew up, Huntington, yeah. Altoona, Ricky's parents, and we've been up around that way quite a bit. And then I'm sure you're up near Slippery Rock a lot these days, too. And then now, is Dave playing with you guys regularly, or is this sort of Copper Watch plus one?
Yeah, we kind of have a duo thing, and then we have Dave come when he's available. When the gig calls for it.
Yeah, I'm glad we have him here today, because you're all busy. Valerie, you're in one group and in college, right?
Yeah.
Copper Watch in college. Corey, you're in, what, four bands?
Five, yeah.
So Copper Watch, and what are the other four?
Wellstrung, Lonesome Lost and Foggy, The Hucksters, and The Unknown String Band.
That's a lot. And then we have Dave Glasser here. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Larry.
Playing with these guys is fun, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And where else do we find you?
Well, I'm in Lonesome Lost and Foggy with Corey. I'm in The Hucksters with Corey. And that's why it works, because there's no scheduling conflicts that way. And I do play with Copper Watch once in a while. And I'm also a a sort of a fill-in temporary bass player for the Casual Hobos, who are looking for a bass player. If anybody's interested, look them up on Facebook.
These are all great band names. Every single one of them are great band names. And bass adds a lot. You know, people.
Oh, yeah.
The bass has a lot to do with how something can sound. A lot of people think, oh, that's really easy. It's a boom, 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 boom. But there's a little bit more to it than that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we play in ridiculous keys, so.
Yeah, we give Dave a hard time.
Copper Watch, the name of the group. You can see them up on Facebook. I also linked to their Facebook page. We'll talk a little bit about where you can hear them play after the next song, what gigs they have coming up. And don't worry if you don't know. I'll look if you don't have them off in your head. And a little bit about how you might be able to hear some recorded music from them, too. What song would you like to do next?
We're going to do Wildflowers. It's a Dolly Parton, and I don't know who wrote it, but she kind of made it famous. Dolly Parton did. So
here's
a common song.
Yeah, here's Copper Watch.
Could run. They just died in the sun, but I refuse to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose seeking freedom to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wild flowers don't care where they grow. So different from me, I just never belong. I long to be gone, so the garden one day set me free. I had tried with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just let him decide where we'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. don't care where they grow. To be lost in the crowd, they were coming close. I had no room to grow. I wanted so much to branch out. I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
Copper Watch, Valerie, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
It really does well on that particular song. How did you sing growing up?
Oh, I think I was always singing. I was singing in the shower, singing outside. Then I did a couple musicals just for fun in high school. And then, I liked to sing bluegrass. Once I got into playing mandolin about 5 years ago, then just started singing, and people didn't tell me to stop, so I kept singing.
No, you just have that crystal clarity that lends itself really well to a song like that. I did take a look at your Facebook page, and I didn't see any gigs upcoming. Are there some?
We're more of like the last minute gig people.
Well, yeah, with being in school, it's tough to schedule too many things, and Corey's pretty booked. So.
Yeah, and then like it'll be like, you know, Jeff from Wellstrung or, you know, someone else will be like, hey, we got a gig that we can't do. You want to do it? And then we take it.
Sometimes I fill in too. So.
Yeah. She fills in with Wellstrung when some of the other guys can't play.
Well, go to their Facebook page at Copper Watch, and you can, you know, track events when they
come. Yeah, we'll put them up when they come.
That's where we put our events on the Facebook page.
Now, we have a few recordings of yours, and I don't know if those are publicly available
not,
or not. That's
no.
what I was wondering. Yeah.
No, those were recorded at the Ice Jam when we did our set there.
Back in January.
Yeah.
I mean, we have like 3 YouTube videos on our Facebook page, I think. That's about it. I mean, we're kind of, we mostly are playing for fun, but
stuff
happens
great.
Sometimes.
Well, I just want to be sure we put it out there if anybody is looking for you guys. And, you know, maybe you might have to get on a waiting list, but if you're looking for a band to entertain, actually, here's the thing to do. Have your event, plan it, have it all ready to go, and about an hour before, call one of these guys and ask if they're free.
Yeah.
I've done that.
That'll probably work.
That's probably the best way to get them to come. That's actually not uncommon. That's sometimes the best way for me to make it somewhere, too. Last-minute invitations. Copper Watch is the band. What would you like to do next?
We have this older one. It was a
Eddie Arnold tune,
and we kind of sped it up, made it more bluegrassy.
Make the world go away.
Ah, I can't wait.
Make the world go away. Get it all off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. And make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me? Before the world took me straight. If you do, then forgive me. And make the world go away. Make the world go away. Get it all off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. And make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. Make it up day by day. Just say love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away. Get it all off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say, and make the world go away. World go away. Get it all off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say, and make the world go away. Say the things you used to say, and make the world go away.
Copper Watch at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think you guys fixed it. You know, it's got a nice, more up-tempo. Somebody is more likely to make the world go away when asked that way instead of make the world go away. My best friend in junior high school, his mom had an Eddie Arnold album that she played over and over and over again. And it was actually left out by the couch, sitting like resting on the floor against the side of the couch. And I thought that's because she liked the album so much. And later I learned it was to keep their dog Buffy from scratching at that corner of the couch. They used the album. And I looked at it carefully, and there were all these claw marks on Eddie's face. It could be that Eddie was trying to get at the album within, so to make it unplayable.
Yeah,
nothing
maybe.
Against Eddie Arnold is fine, but I like that rendition. How do you arrange these songs? Who does those?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, but are you the one that's coming up with the arrangements?
Sometimes.
Primarily?
She does a lot of
sometimes
things, arrangements.
Our bluegrass friend Bruce is listening, and he commented that you, Valerie, seem to know more songs than anybody he's ever met.
She's crazy.
I think there is way too much brain space taken up by lyrics in my head because, oh, gosh, I know ones from when I was, like, probably 5 years old to now, and I've just they've all accumulated. And then bluegrass songs, ask Corey. I play them to death because I love them, and then I just I learn it pretty quick, and then lyrics stick with me for some reason.
Here's a question. This happens to me sometimes. Do you ever find yourself doing something, and you're humming a song, and then you realize that deep in that song, like 10 lines into it, there is part of the lyric that relates to what you're doing?
Oh, definitely.
And yeah. It's pretty crazy, right? Because it's not that the song is like you might be pulling weeds in the garden, and I can't think of a song, but a song comes up that has nothing to do about gardening or the weeds or outdoors, but it just has one reference to a dandelion in it or something. It's like, what made me think of that?
Yeah. I don't know if that happens to Corey because he's not really a words person. Yeah, he's a music person.
Yeah, I learn all the melodies, and then she does all the lyrics, and then we kind of combined forces.
Yeah, well, so we're good. Yeah.
Well, you see Ricky there in the isolation booth with no microphone near her. That's why we've managed to be married for a long time. You know, you can't be too much alike.
Yeah.
That could be concerning. But Copper Watch is who you're hearing, and Dave Glasser's here. It must be fun for you to watch Young Love before your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
hardly. It's
only once in a while.
Yeah. What do you want to do next?
Oh, we're gonna do Cannonball Blues. It's a Carter Family tune. I don't know if they wrote it again, but and there's a million different versions of this song. But we found the Carter Family.
You guys sure can pick them in both meanings of the word. Not only is your playing so good, I love the songs you choose to play.
Thank you.
I give it all to her.
Aw, thanks.
Copper Watch here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to turn to Dave for a minute. We've been talking about everybody's rearing and where they learn to play their instrument. And here you are off on the corner. Nobody's asking you those questions. You're blunt. You wore a shirt that matches the color of our walls today. You're just blending into the background.
Green screen.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dave almost has the same shade of green as our walls. So time, it takes us from, maybe 10 years old to now.
I grew up in Beaver County.
Whereabouts?
In Center Township, which is sort of between Manak and Aliquippa, right below where the river bends.
Sure.
Up there. And I started playing guitar, and this was in the late 70s, when I was about 16 or something like that, and it was the usual, for the time, you know, Stairway to Heaven, Lynyrd Skynyrd type stuff. But I got into bluegrass fairly early on. I just, through happenstance, I ended up owning a banjo, and also somebody introduced me to the old Forest Circle Bluegrass Festival,
which was
a wonderful event that used to take place north of Katanning.
I forgot about that festival.
I used to go up there, and then the Brady's Run Bluegrass Festival that was really great and sorely missed. And I moved to Pittsburgh around Pittsburgh since around 88 or something like that. And I was out of music for a number of years. I went back to school and had a career change, and then maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I started to get back into it.
Are you playing bass primarily now?
In bands, yes. I consider my primary instrument is guitar, but I don't play guitar well enough to play in, well, put it this way, when Corey's around, I'm not worthy of playing guitar.
Yeah,
you play pretty good, Dave.
In bands, I'm pretty much exclusively bass. And being a bass player in bluegrass, it's sort of like being a drummer in a rock band. There's a shortage of them. There's more bands than
Is there really?
Yeah. Nobody wants to carry these big things around.
Yeah, that would be part of it. Have you seen the folding one? Somebody made a folding acoustic bass.
Yeah, those are pretty neat.
Yeah, they're expensive, I think.
Oh, yeah. They are, yeah. But it's just like no one wants to lug big drum kits around. They would rather take the electric guitar, and I think it's the same thing with the bass.
Is it hard to learn the bass?
I actually, since I had played bluegrass guitar before, and I played a lot of bass runs, different people have different approaches to that, but I tended to put a lot of bass runs between the chord changes. I picked it right up because it's tuned like the first the four lowest strings of a guitar, but two octaves lower, and two octaves lower, so it was fairly easy for me. I would say for somebody, if they were going to just pick a bluegrass instrument at random, I would say the bass is probably the one where you can be a productive member of a jam or a band in the shortest amount of time.
That's a good way of putting it, because if you choose to be not so fancy or elaborate, you can probably be the heartbeat pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But if you're going to take runs and start, beating.
The important thing is
or
to
slapping.
Be able to keep time. And then, beyond that, especially in bluegrass, the chord changes tend to be fairly predictable, and bluegrass songs, there are a number of what I call templates, that they fit into. And once you get familiar with those, it's pretty easy to pick things up in a jam.
Yeah, they're all 2 minutes.
You ruined everything.
They're all 2 minutes and 38 seconds. We talked with the Allegheny Drifters about that last week, but I already knew that as a radio person that plays and used to play even more bluegrass. All 2 minutes and 38 seconds. They frequently have a loss of life in them somewhere, but not always.
usually.
But they're great songs. There's a lot of good bluegrass songs. I'd be singing and smiling and listening to them, and then I'd really focus on the words, and I'd be thinking, that's not as happy as I thought it was.
Definitely.
But they're great songs, and such a repertoire that's out there, and I love the ones you're picking. What are you going to pick next?
I'm going to do There Is a Time. I learned this one actually off the Andy Griffith Show, and then now I got Corey hooked on the Andy Griffith Show, so we love
I've
it.
I've been through 8 seasons already.
Ah.
And so the darlings on the show, who were the Dillards in real life,
yes.
they played this one, and I just I loved it from the second I heard it. So it's There Is a Time. This one's in B minor for those singing at home.
Recognize that song from the Andy Griffith Show, The Darlings, right away. You know, he's credited, Andy Griffith, with having introduced the country to bluegrass music in a big way in the mid-60s because he would play, and he was a pretty good picker himself.
Oh, yeah.
And the Darlings would come on and play for real, and a lot of people started liking bluegrass because of because of that program. What's happening? You're up to season 8.
I think it was six. Whoever went into color.
That's like freaky all of a sudden.
Yeah. Everything changed.
It changed my whole idea of the show.
I'm not sure I've seen the color ones, actually. That's interesting. Now that I think about it. Yes, I have. Did you see the one yet where Howard decides to go to the Bahamas or some island because he's tired of being the county clerk because all he does is rubber stamp things? Later, I think.
I saw them all,
like a good
Larry, when they were aired originally.
Yes. And I don't know if you've been to Mount Airy,
that's our list.
Yeah,
we've driven so close to it and have not stopped. But there's a radio station in Galax that is close to Mount Airy that you can hear, and they actually have live bluegrass on it from time to time. And it's a commercial radio station with live bluegrass is a very rare thing this far north, and it was really fun to listen to.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
We have time for probably one or two more. Your pick. That's totally up to you guys.
We can think of one more after this one.
Yeah.
We do. I've endured.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, they're going to do...
You want to do that one first?
Yeah.
They're going to do two more. Endured is going to be the last one.
Yeah.
And we'll let... You guys can just roll right into that after you play this one.
Okay, sounds which, good. This one's Hank Williams' tune. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Moments. I forgot you might have a key change here.
Every song is a key change.
And it gives me a minute to just step into and thank you, all three of you, for being here. It's really been a pleasure. You sound great.
Yeah, thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
And I hope to have you all back as Copper Watch, but also in all the various other incarnations and permutations that are possible. Corey Wood, Dave Glasser, and Valerie Simcoe, and closing out with... I can't remember who wrote this song. It's a great song.
Ola Bell Reed.
Ola Bell Reed, yeah. Yeah.
Years ago, I tried his.
thanks so much to Copper Watch.
Dear old dad, we love you so.